You're listening to 91.9 KVCR and KVCRnews.org. I'm Megan Jamerson. This is The Voice, where we check in with the Black Voice News editorial team each week about important issues in the Inland Region. Today, we are talking to Executive Editor Stephanie Williams about her report on how informal rules and leadership rotation can exclude women from positions of power locally. Welcome back, Stephanie. In your report, you describe in detail how these informal rules led to Fontana Commissioner Kathy Fort being initially passed over for the chair position in March. So backing up, how do these unwritten rules work, and what does your reporting show about how often they lead to women being passed over for leadership positions?
Thank you, Megan, for having me back. We have two types of city councils here in the Inland Region. We have charter cities, where the council members and the mayors are elected. But we also have general law cities. The council members are elected, but the mayor position is rotated among the members. And the same holds true for municipal boards, commissions, and committees. And so it can rotate by seniority. It can rotate by leadership position. And by that, I mean it could go from secretary to vice chair to chair, or just be an open nomination. Where it gets to be a problem is the fact that normally there are no written rules for this. And when there are no written rules, when the historical norms are changed, suddenly it's hard to argue against it because nothing is written down. And this is what creates barriers to equity for women and minorities when the rules are changed, when it's their turn and they're denied the opportunity.
I was wondering if there was one element of this story while you were reporting that just really gave you pause.
Yes. You know, as I'm listening to you ask that question, I felt the same visceral reaction that I had when I went back and reviewed the Fontana Planning Commission meeting video where Commissioner Fort was passed over for the opportunity. She was facilitating the election part of the session. And in essence, what she said was, it was an honor to be on the commission. From her experience there, she knew it was a historical norm that the vice chair, which she happened to be at that time, would normally move into the position of chair. And she wanted to let her fellow commissioners know that it would be a privilege for her to serve in that role, that she was willing to do it. And what happened in response was this absolute awkward silence. And I could see on my screen all the men sitting there looking in different directions, but no one said a word. Then she moved the discussion forward and opened it up for nominations. Her name was not placed in nomination. And so she kind of respectfully just mentioned the same thing again. And again, you could hear a pin drop. It seemed predetermined, unseemly, and unfair.
So you also reported that both Commissioner Fort and Mayor Aquanetta Warren shared similar experiences, as did City Council member and former Redlands Mayor Pro Tem Denise Davis. How did they handle their situations?
You know, I saw in all three scenarios, these women were very self-possessed. They stood firm in the belief that they were qualified. You know, they didn't back away from that. And they were also confident and made it known that they understood the rules and that those rules were being broken. And so they were not afraid to speak about the opportunities being denied to them. And yet they all seemed to remain focused on the larger mission, which was to serve their constituents, to serve the community. And they were not going to let this be a barrier to that. They left me with the impression that they knew that there would be other opportunities. And like they say, cream always rises to the top.
A good lesson indeed for future leaders. Stephanie Williams, executive editor of Black Voice News, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That's The Voice for this week. Join us again next Thursday for another insightful look at local news in the Inland Region. You can find today's segment and much more at our website, kvcrnews.org, and at blackvoicenews.com. I'm Megan Jamerson.